We're crossing the equator and heading to the southern hemisphere for our GeoQuiz today, looking for a town that has a reputation as one of the coldest places in South Africa. That means it gets snow in July, which is a downside for some. But its location in the Great Karoo, that's a vast desert, makes it a perfect place to view the night sky, remote and away from city lights. And that's why the Southern African Large Telescope, nicknamed SALT, is there. It's the largest single optical telescope in the Southern Hemisphere. So, name this town, located in the Northern Cape Province, if you can. We're going to hear more about its view of the night sky in just a couple of minutes. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. If you go out in your backyard and gaze up at the night sky, depending on where you are, you may see, say, a few dozen stars. The glare of nearby streetlights or the light pollution from a nearby city usually obscures what's up there. But the Milky Way is out there with its millions of stars and galaxies, and Nick Riesinger set out to capture it. He is a Seattle-based photographer who's behind the Photopic Sky Survey. Nick, I've got it here on the computer, and our listeners can see it as well, the Photopic Sky Survey. They can look at theworld.org, but you describe it for us.
Well, it's basically a massive collection of exposures of the night sky all stitched together into one easy-to-use image of what's hidden out in space.
Created by, as you suggest, stitching together something like 37,000 photographs.
Right.
And what is it that we're looking at? I mean, it looks like a kind of a pretty dirty wall with specks of dust.
That dirty wall is called home. That's our home galaxy, the Milky Way. So this is a perspective from within our place in the galaxy. And the 360 viewer allows you to turn around and see what space would look like if the Earth weren't under your feet, so to speak.
And I wonder what you're hoping viewers will see in the photographs. I mean, what do you want people to look at the website to see?
Yeah, that's kind of the idea, is to give people a more intuitive sense of what is largely hidden out there. I know a lot of us look at the images from the Hubble Space Telescope, and as beautiful as they are, it's hard to wrap your head around where those might be, and most of those things you'll never see with your own eye or even through a telescope because they're so far away and faint. But this is more of an overview of the night sky, revealing it in its true colors.
Part of the challenge, though, for you to create this panoramic view was that you had to travel to places in the northern and southern hemispheres, and the answer to our GeoQuiz happens to be one of the darkest places of all, at least dark in terms of being able to photograph the night sky. Where is it?
There's a variety of dark places in the world that are still untainted by light pollution, but for the southern hemisphere location, we decided on a place nearby, a town called Sutherland in South Africa. It's in the southern tip of the Northern Cape of South Africa, and it's actually not far from one of the world's biggest telescopes called SALT. So we shot in high, dry, and unlight polluted areas.
But the night sky is continually changing. So if you shot from there, then how do you know you're not doubling up on some of the images?
Exactly. So to keep everything organized when you're shooting 37,000 exposures, I had to sort of break down the night sky into sections. Each section I would check off as it was shot. And these get shot multiple times just to give the exposure depth and the richness of the photograph. And so that's just a process of making sure not to miss anything and making sure not to shoot it twice accidentally.
Yeah, shoot it twice. So how do you know you didn't do that? I mean, I'm picturing...
Oh, I did. I definitely shot things twice by mistake a few times. Fortunately, I didn't miss anything.
You have to have a really keen eye for that.
Yeah, and a lot of space on the computer.
One more question. You were a marketing director, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Quit my job.
Packed
and,
up the cameras.
And decided to do this full time. It's been something I've been tossing around for probably over 5 years, and I just decided to finally do it.
And you've hiked how far in that time to take these images?
60,000 miles total. That was 15,000 over land. I didn't hike that. That was a lot of frequent flyer miles for sure.
Yeah. After you shoot, you know, the galaxy, I guess it's hard to go back to weddings and bar mitzvahs and stuff.
Yes, it is.
Good luck, Nick. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you for having me.
That is photographer Nick Riesinger, who's created a panoramic mosaic of the Earth's night sky. Congratulations, by the way, go out to our GeoQuiz texting game stars, William from Amherst, New Hampshire, MJ from Simpsonville, South Carolina, and Carissa from Fort Lauderdale. All of them came up with the answer, which is Sutherland, South Africa, cold and dark and perfect for sky watching. If you'd like to play along with our next GeoQuiz, just text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866.